I just I look at it like that.
I got this on the cruise ship, and it's, I said, hey, can I see Raymond Weil? And he goes, you mean the Ramon Weil? I went, no, I want the Raymond Weil. I don't want the Ramon Weil.
Raymond Weil?
Yeah. Give me that Raymond Weil and put a bow on him.
I like me being like, Dad, what's a lion? You're like, you mean a lean?
A lean? Yeah. That's on your car. Why is there a lion in my car? No, that's a lean, Morgan.
Or a sheik.
All right, tell me you're getting started on sheik.
Why is doing lights? This is pretty funny. So on Sunday, my hair had my hair was getting wild, right? My hair was getting wild, so I started cutting my hair, right? And after a while, I tried to leave it. So by Sunday, I look like Theo Vaughn.
Yeah,
I literally cut it up here. I'm like, holy shit, I got a mullet.
Yeah,
so. I'm like, oh my God. So I ran out of the house. I got to find somebody to cut this thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm running to barbershops, you know, and you can't get in. You need an appointment or something. So I finally found some girl. She's at her shop. And I was there. It's like, wow, that's pretty fancy. $70 to have her cut my hair. And then,
hustled me.
After that, she saw $70. Now, let's check this out. I got pomade in my hair. Okay. Sorry.
Pomade.
Well, I thought she said pomade. So anyways, I'm out. I look like Snooki's father-in-law. You know what I mean? I look like I'm from the Jersey set. I immediately got, you know, a medallion, a pinky ring, and all that shit. Because I started looking like a mafia boss.
See, but he's saying that, like, not a bad way. Because look at his hair. He still has it. And he's like, and you know what?
Well, now I'm afraid not to anyway.
I thought you did it this morning. This is still just from yesterday.
No, shower. I put it back.
Something was different.
Yeah.
I put it back, but I do think the outfit is off of that big medallion and pinky ring, and I feel like selling cars. For some reason, I want to sell a car.
That's good. You look like you'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Especially.
You're all right, you know. Yeah. I can do it.
Welcome, Billy.
Yeah. Okay, Bill.
What's up, guys?
We got Billy Sampson here with us. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Tired from his
peak. Yeah, Colby was at his golf tournament.
Dude, he came back on a jet.
I saw.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I talked to him this morning.
They jetted to Pinehurst and jetted back.
Yeah.
Now, why don't we do that?
I don't know. He must be paying this guy too much.
I got to readjust our kids.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
Ridiculous. I got to get a bus for that, wherever. All right, so something that you and I have been dealing with is a new home, and our sponsor is Merrifield Garden Center, okay? And the thing about Merrifield Garden Center is you'll come to our house, they'll put in the pop, they'll bring $5,000, $10,000 worth of really, really nice stuff, make a home look great. So Billy and I have a builder in town that's been hitting me and hitting Billy. And he's going, what should I do to this house? I said, well, it looks terrible with the landscaping. I said, you need landscaping here? We'll bring in Merrifield
Garden. First off, it looks like.
I said, Merrifield Garden Center. We'll make this thing really pop and look great. So as I was driving to the podcast today, he's out himself burying little bushes in the front yard.
Yeah.
Go look at him today. It was barren, and now he's burying little bushes in there. Look. There's a reason why you bring in somebody like Merrifield Garden Center, because they're professionals. They make it pop. They make it look great. You get one first impression walking in a house. And if you're looking at a Merrifield Garden landscape as opposed to a guy putting bushes in, man, you know, either do it right or don't do it at all.
Well, a lot of times we're focused on the interior and making the house look great and prep work. And then at the end, it's like, you know, obviously we want to make the outside look great. But we didn't have someone like Merrifield Gardens to come in and actually do the whole shabam, you know?
Well, and to have them not get paid. And what started was they just sold a big, you know, piece of land out in Gainesville to a data center. So I knew, it's like, come on, you guys, you know, you really... you know, had a windfall. So I went to him and said, why can't you do what our contractor does? Let's really put in a cool-looking front to a house. and they'll pay you a settlement. Because whatever you put in, it's going to be worth twice that amount, three times that amount.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And they agreed.
And sometimes, you know, in the past, in resales, you have a property that sits on maybe a main road like we had a couple years ago on Vale Road. Tommy came in and planted some green giants out front and made that road go away. So sometimes you have to add, you know, a natural barrier, and they know how to do it, right? So give them a call if you're looking for help too.
Well, it is, Billy. So I walked in the guy's house, his beautiful house, casement window, it was 7 feet tall. It's gorgeous. Right through the window, you're looking at old Vienna. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, you got some green giants in here, some big boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that makes that all go away, you know? But I think that you're right, Morgan. You guys, you and Kelly came in and you started really putting an effort on fixing up the houses. I think this is the next evolution on it. Mm-hmm. Let's fix up the outside as much as the inside. And who's got the house on Cody? You got a house on Cody?
Yeah.
We had to add some trees back there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like
this big house in the back. We needed, privacy trees to shield that. And I mean, it works because buyers, it's a quick fix if you can just like block that, you know, house in the back. But if you don't, you know,
$100,000
house. Looking at, yeah.
We just sold one on Drew Lane.
Yeah.
You could see the house there in the backyard. And my guess is it costs us $100,000. If you just threw some green giants back there, or Tommy's doing something else at this other house, to really break it up and make it look cool, take the nightmare and make it your dream. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got to bring in the big boys. And I don't mean a guy going out buying some bushes in his front yard and playing. I mean, let the professional, for God's sake. You know,
right. And you might spend $10,000 on 15-foot green giants, right, where you don't need that. That's why Tommy, the professional at Merrifield, he knows how to set it up properly. That's his job, right?
Yeah.
Landscape architect. So if you have a budget of money, take it to Tommy. He knows what to do with it. And then, like you said, it would save you, you know, upwards of $100,000 on selling your home properly as opposed to just putting it on the market without the correct.
We're selling, Kelly, we're selling a home in Center Mill, Virginia, and has, you know, the cement stairs going, you know what I mean? And I was like, God, I was talking to the seller. It's like, this looks so nice if you just had the fieldstone stairs going up. And she goes, you mean like that? And she goes, our neighbor got that. Look how beautiful that is. I mean, do you realize I'm gonna have Tommy in there and have that thing put together in 3 days?
Yes.
Yep. And then you've got those beautiful stairs, which will increase the value on Rockbridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would really increase because the home is gorgeous, but the stairs don't have that pop. You know what I mean? So I think it's a great partnership. It's gonna help a lot of people out. You know, moving forward.
Yeah, so I'm excited. So one thing we've been discussing, obviously, you know, last time on the podcast, because it's just something we're working at every single day, is the Zillow preview. And you can kind of tell us firsthand because, you know, it's very new. So we're trying to see how we can incorporate it, and we're still going over.
Let's talk about the new rule. Now I'm going to build something with that.
Yeah, you go.
I'm going to just go over the new rule.
Which, is it even the new rule, or what's going on?
It is a new rule, because here's the thing. You couldn't advertise a house more than like one day, and that had to be in coming soon and be ready to go online.
Correct.
Well, Zillow, they're battling, you know, Compass. Zillow said you could put it on preview for as long as you want. So that means we could take a house and put it on preview as long as we want. This happened this week. So what does that create? That creates a wild, wild west of homes going into this preview status, and it's going to be a nightmare.
Question.
And I'm touching on
it. You said something real quick, and this is just me wondering if it's true. So you said, well, people are going to be able to put them on, I mean, without any, they can't, can adjust
no,
an
owner. No,
yeah,
no, it's got to go.
Well, you were talking about that in the.
No, I'm saying next step. That's the next step.
Okay.
But right now, you have to have an office exclusive.
Yeah.
To add it into Zillow.
Okay.
You put in one picture. You put as many as you want. Put it out there in preview. And then buyers get to see what's coming before coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's in the pipeline? That's what this is. Now, let's take Billy. Billy's going to sell a house. He's going to sell his primary residence.
Yep.
So You have somebody for his house. Kelly has somebody for his house. Everybody has somebody that wants to buy this house. Be in the school district. Really nice. He's updated, renovated. Looks great. Great yard, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's on a side street, so it doesn't have a ton of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So, Billy, you call me, and you're like, this is the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, he's probably annoyed by me, because I keep being like, hey, can I go see it? Can I go see it? I've got another person.
Get me out of this. Who the hell's my listing in here? Why did you look at this?
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Dumbest thing I've ever seen. So, yeah, the main thing that I was not frustrated with, but if you put the house on before it's ready, and before you're ready to show it, which is what we did on the weekend.
Agents like me. So
agents are bickering to get in. Not bickering, but, you know, they have buyers, right? It's in Vienna, in our market, it's very hard to get your hands on a home that is in the price range that I'm in, right? A 1.2 to 1.3, potentially over 1.3.
Don't mention prices.
Right. And and that's part of the frustration. Yeah. How do I know what my house is worth? Right. And we've spent 10 years telling everyone what houses are worth. We put it on for coming soon. We let the market look at it. We have 3 days to let everybody come in. Bids start to come in. We take the top bid, highest and best. Right. So if we're doing this agent preview, how the hell do I know what that number is?
Right.
Right. And it's difficult to put a number on, especially if your home is not ready. Right. Our spring cleanup's not done. Our windows are not washed. Our siding is not washed. The mulch is not down.
Hey, it looked pretty good.
We still haven't done our first round of decluttering, although we did our first round of decluttering, but our first move where we move most of our stuff out, I got to get a Cedro in. He has to touch up, point up the home. So this is all of the stuff that I have to do over the next 2 weeks. And this new agent preview came in and we said, well, I have a house to sell. Let's take a look at this.
Is it on Zillow right now?
It's not on Zillow right now. It's just to you and sphere of influence, people that I know, I've pushed it out.
So basically, I'm just the one that's like, Billy, you're like, can you leave me alone?
Not just you.
Yes, it's Morgan.
Because
I got buyers. Now you get buyers.
You know, we all know buyers, right? Kevin has somebody that wants to come in and see it. You have multiple people. I have friends that would love my home. It's perfect for basically me 3 or 4 years ago, whenever we bought it, right? It's somebody who is 30 years old, just got married, wants to be in Vienna Elementary School, wants to walk to the farmer's market, wants a smaller home with a nice yard, which is proper for a dog and a newborn. That was me 3 years ago. So I'm trying to find me 3 years ago, or maybe somebody who doesn't want a massive house, someone who wants to downsize. And they want to be able to walk to the farmer's market, the community center, walk into town at night and go to Evelyn Rose,
mm-hmm.
right? So those are the two big kind of buyer pools, and I know who they are, and I know how to get them with our marketing, which, you know, we do all the time, right? We find that buyer. But how do I do that with just the sphere of influence, and then how do I set a price on it, right? Because we all know our coming soon. We all know our coming soon period. And our pricing strategy is to get people in the door,
right,
and have bids go,
right,
and then someone will bid over top of everyone. If you've listened to Casey over the last 10 years, 15 years now, that's our protocol.
But
so how do I get that top number without all of
so the way you do get that top number is how we use it for when we're pretty much going after when we have a buyer and we're going to put in an offer and we say, okay, this is what it's worth, this is what it is updated, and it very well could go here. And we use that strategy all the time when there's 8, you know, offers. Hey, where is it going to get to? And that's right. Where we put our cap, and we win because right. We're like, that's what we think it's worth and what it could go to.
Correct.
So if you're going to accept something before it goes under, you're going to want the premium that you think that you can get,
correct,
you know, before
correct and
into the market.
You know, we have a move-in date in July, so we need a June settlement and we need a rent back. I'm in a, you know, our home is not massive, so I have a newborn. He's 1 year old. Getting everyone out of the house to clean it is a lot of work. So
all right,
that's why I talked to Morgan and the team, like, hey, if we could find a buyer that can give us terms that make sense.
Okay.
You don't have to call the bullshit out of getting
it. Exactly.
Let's get this straight. We are going into the wild, wild west. We are going to a new part unknown.
Correct.
Okay? There are no rules. There are no protocols. There's no anything. And it is going to be an absolute nightmare unless the rules are established. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, a couple of rules we already know. Protocols. A, nobody sees the house till it's ready. Period. Nobody walks in that house till it's ready.
Unless it's ready, wouldn't you put it coming soon?
But here's the thing.
Like, that's what I would say.
So stupid. Like, I would just put it coming soon when it's ready and then let it go. Because, like, people aren't going to, if you're not going to let them in, they're just going to be calling you and annoying you the whole time.
We've already flushed these ideas out.
No one comes in until it's ready if you're doing it a certain way. But there are sellers who this is perfect for who it's taking them forever to want to get the house ready. You know what I mean? And like maybe someone will come in and.
Right. But here's the thing. If you let someone in that house that's not ready, and first of all, there's a couple things. Let me tell you the right way to do it. The right way to do it is it's on there, everybody knows about it. It has a period prior to coming soon where you can come in on Saturday, everybody look at it. You write a contract, highest and best offers by Monday. If it's not on Monday, we go coming soon. This allows Kelly, somebody to walk in your house, say, I want this house on 20th Street. I'm willing to pay anything to get you to not put that online. You're threatening to put that on coming soon and show all of America. So the guy that has to have it, the people that have to have that house, can come to you and go, Kelly, I'll give you $1 million for that house. I know you're thinking about that. I'll give you $1 million not to put that on the market. They are so desperate for that.
$1 million, shit, I'd give it to them right now.
Right.
That's the point.
People are so desperate for Vienna Elementary, they're willing to pay you the excess of what someone does. So here's the bottom line. You can't have an expanded showing time. It can't go on for a week or two. It has to be one confined time. They come in, they see it, they bid on it because the bidding process must be compressed. If you let somebody think they have a week to make
a decision. Then what you do about the coming soon period?
Yeah, so what you do is Monday. You do this. Yes, you do this. We used to go Thursday. Thursday, we would do, Kelly, Thursday, we would do coming soon to Thursday. Now we do Thursday, Saturday, open house, no contracts by Monday, open coming soon, Monday to Thursday. So you compress the time that they can make a call. You give them plenty of time, know it's coming. The preview is only done when it's perfectly
done. Time to test the number, though?
Yes. The answer is 3 days enough time to test the number as opposed to 10 days?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Everybody's going to know about it. They'll be able to register Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday morning, I know, are there people coming or are there not people coming? So basically, I think what I'm trying to say is this period is powerful because it will condense the showing period, condense the time you could do contracts. Why would I put it on 3 weeks early? Because every buyer in America is trying to get out in front of the curve and find out what's coming on the market.
So are you thinking that we're going to put a price on it for Zillow Preview? That's what
a range. You don't have to put a price. You can put a range. So, Billy, here's the thing. Billy thinks it's worth one number. Now, I'm not going to throw out numbers right now. Billy thinks it could be worth one number. If I get this number, you know, I'd take that number. It's really, this is the number. If you take that number, you would say, no, I'm not going. Because it really could go easily to this number for on the market. Here's the key. The key is knowing exactly what the house is worth. Now, Billy, I have to tell you, your house is harder to price because there's very few of them.
Yeah.
If I have a lot of comps locked in on the price, I know it like the back of my hand, then we say the confidence is high. We could set that price of give me someone will take it. But to be honest with you, yours could go $100,000 over what you think it's worth.
Right.
$100,000. Which is the exact price. At that point, if we go in and I say it'll probably be, you know, this number to this number, and I put that number that fucking, I don't think anybody's going to come in with that. Somebody at that point could say, I'll give you the 1 point, whatever.
Right.
I'll give it to you. And at that point, you just sold that house higher than you probably could have done coming soon with the open market.
Right. Okay. And I guess there's always the, if I take this offer, we're foregoing opening it to the public. right? There's a house that went on Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Last year. It listed for 165, I believe, and sold for 196.
Right.
So if they had done that, you know, this agent preview, and they said, okay, we'll take 165 is our list price. Maybe we'll take 175 or 18. And someone said, sure, I'll give you 175. They would have lost 200 grand.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that's always in the back of your mind. It has to be an offer that's good enough and the terms all match with what you need to accept that offer, but you're always going to foregoing what might happen.
Real quick, so this is this.
Right.
When you're doing this and you are going to have a, you know, a preview and you're working with an agent. So you need to make sure that you're working with the right agent, because how many times in the last month have like they've gone under contract early before even the deadline. And then we look online and it's active contingent or, you know,
right.
under contract. And I'm like, wait, you have a contingency? You let your client accept something with a contingency before seeing out the weekend? So you have to know, like, is that offer that would be good enough to not go to market? And you have to have a savvy, you know, educated realtor in order to tell you what that price would be, what the terms should be. And it's like, okay, yeah, take it. Or an offer comes in, it's like, hell no, we'll definitely do better than that. You know, the agents just want to wrap that.
It's so freaking critical. So much more important to be with somebody in the wild, wild west that knows what the hell they're doing. Because like that agent Billy's talking about, 165. What the hell are you doing down at 165? When it's in the 18s, it could go to 19 and 195.
Mm-hmm.
So the best offer they had, I believe, was 18. And they were thinking about taking it. And they decided to go live as 195. Well, if I know it's possible that you could get 195, we're not even thinking about 18.
Right.
So the problem with the Wild Wild West is people may have a number in their head and go, somebody offers me 1.X, I'll take it. Bullshit. You could be $50,000 or $100,000 off of what it could be.
Right.
Either too high or too low. So, you know, Kelly, you and I, we've been here. We had an offer come in, and I'm looking at the seller going, I won't take that. And they don't take it, and they regret it for their goddamn time. Spring Branch, we had 195, wouldn't take it. Now the best offers are in the 18s. So you need to have somebody that really knows what they're talking about as far as pricing and expertise, that when that offer comes, it's so much more valuable now to know, should we take it or should we not take it,
mm-hmm.
you know? So all I'm saying is I think that the protocols prior to this are being established by us. Nobody sees it prior to. You have to have enough comps. I can't advise you to take a contract prior to the launch, because it's such a unicorn that who knows what somebody's willing to pay for a unicorn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It could be $150,000 over. So I would look at you and go, look, people could come in and see your house and get excited, get ready. But unless I hear a number that's so crazy, you know what I mean? And we know what that number would be.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, we can't do it. We got to wait and see what the market says. So in some cases, yes, good idea. In other cases, bad idea. But if you don't control this coming soon period with price, time, showing when it's ready, you're screwed. It's going to be a nightmare. So everybody just prepare for a nightmare, because 90% of the realtors don't know what to tell it.
I mean, I think it's going to be a big opportunity for buyers when they come across homes that are being represented by the wrong realtor, because they're going to get a deal. You know, they're going to offer something and they're not putting it. But you know what I mean? Like,
I think you guys are right. If I were you guys, I'd get buyers.
Well, I'm excited to work with my buyers with it, because then it's like, okay, look at all these options. Let's speak to this agent, see if we can't wrap it up early before it goes on the market.
Yeah.
You know, we know what it's worth and what it could get to.
Right.
We're not going to offer that. Right. You know, so in a lot of, you know, I think it's going to put actually more pressure on listing agents who don't really know, don't know what they're doing, but aren't as familiar with pricing and what it could get to. You know, they're going to get a good offer in hand, and it's going to make sense for them, and the seller's going to think it's great, and it's going to be a win-win, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in their head.
Yeah.
And be better friends.
Two things. I forgot both of them. As if I remember one. I'm not sure why. Trying to think of something. I got something. And it's like, there they go. They're out. Well, so, number one, you must give it to the biggest audience. So, Billy, you're telling your friends and family and guys around. That's 12, 15, 20 people.
Yep.
You know, I'm talking about there are 1,200 agents that sell houses over $1 million in Vienna, McLean, Oakton, and Arlington. They all need to know about it.
Right.
All buyers that are looking for homes in Vienna and the Vienna Metropolitan School, they all need to know about it. So you can give this kind of exposure in the preview period. So before I would let anybody even see it on Saturday, they have seen it. They're ready. They're pre-qualified with the realtor or our lender, one or the other. Our lender or their realtor. And they're the only people walking that house on Saturday. But unless you've given it, see, you fall into the compass trap. We're just going to show it to our people. Bullshit. You're going to show it to every agent, regardless of company, that has done a deal in this area, in this price range, over the past 12 months, where you're blocking people out. You've got to have a massive audience. You know,
so isn't that just coming soon?
Yeah.
Well, no. No.
I know.
No. If I have a house, Kelly, we have a house on Rockbridge, right?
Right.
The house on Rockbridge is coming on. We're going to go preview with that. I know what knock me out of the ballpark number is. I already know it. And there's plenty of comps out there. So I've got no problem whatsoever. That thing's going on. It's going to have that coming soon. But they are kind of, they go fast.
Right.
So I'm like, if you want this to stay off the market, I need to hear a number. You know, keep us off the market.
Yeah, I got you.
So it'll be seen Saturday. They'll bid it. If I don't hear it on Monday, I'll go coming soon. Every person that sold a house in that whole area will know about it.
Right.
The one thing I think is good about, I mean, obviously it's like, okay, well, all right, we're doing an open house, what? And then going coming soon and then going active. The one, so a lot of the times we're expecting there to be showings all weekend. So it's a lot for the sellers and it's a big strain on their weekend. They've got to get out of town. So they have showings Friday, Saturday, Sunday, open house. So this, and obviously we're not allowed to show during coming soon. The open house preview is get out of the house for 2 hours, let people come in and see it before coming soon, because then no one can. And I think the one positive would be, let's say a buyer's looking at a home, they're getting ready to put an offer in, but they see this come on. They might like it, but they don't know yet. So it'll stop them from maybe moving forward with another home if they get the preview and then wait, either put in an offer or wait for it to come on the market. It's just a really quick get in and see it. Now I guess you got to wait another week.
I think it's
definitely not ready right now. So even if it
approves,
no one could come on Saturday.
No.
I would say the big thing with this is Casey Sampson team clients know what's coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're one of Morgan's clients or Casey or Kelly or anyone on the team.
Yeah.
You guys have a pipeline now where in the past that really wasn't visible potentially.
Yeah.
Now you have a pipeline and you've created a website where you're going to track all of these soons, right? So I think it's a competitive advantage, you know, almost like Compass has their kind of off-market thing that they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've kind of created something that's not exactly the same, but it's a little similar to that, where if you're working with Morgan or Kelly, they have a pipeline and they're saying, hey, there's these seven or eight.
You know what's coming.
Yeah, I'll just tell anybody.
Yeah. And especially in Vienna, where you control, I don't know what the market share is, but 10, 15, 20% of the listings. Now you're saying, hey, these homes are coming, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now. Work with me, work with us, and you can see what is coming up on the market, and we can get you into those homes.
And there's
that's the big competitive advantage.
Right. The hitch is not, I've got homes everywhere. But we got homes in one area that are luxury homes, that are higher priced homes, that are everybody we know is looking for them. But again, the key is not us showing it to our clients. The key is having 1,200 agents see it, 1,500 people on our newsletter see it. All our, you know, our clients, obviously. But telling the world.
Our clients know as soon as we leave the listing appointment that, hey, I just walked out of a house that I think is going to be perfect for you. So
you keep this under control, it's going to be. And again, Kelly, I'm telling you, If that goes on Saturday, instead of coming soon, if we go on for 2 hours on Saturday, somebody's got to write a check for $1.15 million. And if they do, it's more than we can get new, you know, going on the market. Right. At that point, they have an offer. They have an opportunity to say, Kelly, I give you 1.15, and I'd say, that we got to take. Because we're looking at 1,050,000 or 1,001,000 max, 1,015,000. I jump on that all, and I've got hard numbers for that. So I do think that it is for Rockbridge, and it is that Saturday before, you know, where instead of being on coming soon, we can show it, take a contract. Now, for you guys as agents, you have to make a decision. Am I going to do the Saturday before on preview, or am I going to do the when we go live? You know,
I think it just depends on when the sellers are ready.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes.
I think okay, case by case.
Yeah,
you know what they want, what they're expecting. If they were open to locking it up before going live, then that's right. A perfect opportunity. So it really will be. It's not going to be a protocol one size fits all. It'll very much be, you know, situational, I think.
And I know we're running late, but I want to get through one thing. One reason why I asked Billy to come in here is this: we emphasize price. So Billy goes and works with the Secus Group. Right, on their building homes. And now, when Billy applies our pricing, how we price and why you price, so new homes, really, you don't have any effect on what's it going to look like, how pretty it is, the inside, is it updated? There's a new home. All you can do is affect the price. What is the price going to be? So Billy focuses on how to price these homes. Now, get this. Indiana, between $2 and $3 million, 92% of Billy's listings are under contract.
Woo!
Okay, 92%. Last month, only 17% won our contract of the rest of the new homes. Take Billy out, 17%. So the difference between 92% under contract of the Billy's deals and 17% for the rest of the market is 100% price. Price it right, it sells. Don't price it right, like Billy, you and I are going to talk then. To the biller, the guy goes, I dropped it $100,000.
Well, you're still 150 over.
You're 150 over what it's worth. Don't tell me that you dropped it. I'm telling you, this house is worth that number. So Billy's worked hard to get his biller to understand that. So he prices the homes where they're going to be. And in fact, Billy, the cool thing about preview is you could put, you guys go contract for a lot, y'all, all these cool lots, they immediately go on a preview and people come in and go, I want to buy a new home. Oh my God, look, that lot's available.
Right.
So they can come in right out of the gate before you guys start setting the building and all that stuff. They come in out of the gate, they can find the new homes, what are the lots, how big is the house going to be, what can I get in for? They can. It's an early warning system,
right?
For how do I find the new homes coming on the market?
Correct.
As soon as you buy the lot,
right? So yeah. So first of all, pricing is everything, yeah. And we're very cognizant of that. When Colin and Connor and I, when we first look at a lot, right, we look at the back sale, right.
Yeah.
So when a lot comes for sale or an opportunity comes up, we look at what are the setbacks? What's the building envelope? What home can we put here? And we're looking at the market and we're saying, hey, what do we think we can get?
Right.
So there's a lot of due diligence and there's a lot of work kind of behind the scenes even before we take a look at a lot.
Right.
Because we need to know what we can build on that lot. You know, what are the easements? What are the setbacks? What's the lot capacity? Because in the town of Vienna, it's stricter than the county of Fairfax. So we take a look at that and what home can we get? We need to max out lot capacity. But if we go to this type, it's going to be too big. If we keep it at this model type, we could potentially get X, right? So, and that's all price driven. So going before we even purchase a lot, we know what we're going to get.
The finished product,
right?
What you expect.
And we've worked very hard on that. When I came in last year in February, we started, you know, looking at our lots. Hey, if we buy this, this is what it's going to be a year from now. Because in new construction, it takes, you know, 6 months to get a permit and 6 months to build a home. So you're if you buy a lot today, it won't be ready until April of 2027. So you have to monitor the market, and we do that, you know, 24/7. We're looking at what's the market doing, are we priced correctly, and then we have benchmarks as we get the base home. We add structural options to that home, and then selections, and we have benchmarks, and we're always looking at, hey, what's everyone else priced at? What should we be priced at? And yeah, price definitely dictates, you know, how many people we can get in the door. And then also on the backside, like what makes sense for the builder. So yes, price runs our show along with their reputation, right? So they have a great reputation. They're a great builder. And what we put into the home, selling their reputation for 40 years, being in Vienna, is easy when it's priced correctly and everything syncs up. And that's kind of, you know, how we've came to this track record, and knock on wood, right? That we continue this track record.
I am
so far, it's been a success.
What you just did was lay out a roadmap for how it should be done. Let me tell you how it's done with a lot of the builders. Realtor, what do you want to price that? 2.65. Good deal. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's their whole thing about pricing is, what does the builder want?
Right.
Instead of
what does the builder need?
See, we keep talking about the builders. You got to come in early stage and figure out what you're doing, what you can spend and what you can't. That process, we do that for the resales, but they don't do that in new homes. They just say, what do you want? And they'll go to the realtor to go, how did you arrive at that price?
Right.
That's what the builder wants. So you must be methodical about price. That is why 92% of your homes are under contract, 99% of our homes are under contract, and 17% of the other new homes are under contract.
Yeah, and it's tough.
Great.
And resales, you know, you go into a listing appointment, you talk about price, and that price, you have comps, right? And you guys do a great job. We do a great job of apples to apples, and knowing the price, right? And that is our competitive advantage on our team is, hey, we're going to test this number. If that number doesn't work on coming soon, we're moving it here. We get bids. We sell it, right? That's the secret sauce of the Casey Sampson team.
Shut the fuck.
Where was I going? Oh yeah. With the price, right? You have to monitor price in new construction because our home is not going to be ready,
right?
You know, until 12 months from now. So there's, you know, constantly day to day we're monitoring it. And then also what Casey touched on, which is my second point that I wanted to come on here today, is that we get lots, right? We go under contract on a lot, 606 Meadow. We bought that lot. There's a few months where we are sorting out what we're going to put on it. But during that period, you know, I have it on Secus Homes. I have it on their website, and I blast it out to my people trying to find a buyer for that lot. Because when a buyer comes in, when we're in our due diligence permit phase, you know, there's an opportunity to customize the home. And I get calls all the time. Hey, can I custom 6712 Moly? That just went active. Can we do this, this, and this, and this? Well, no, because we've already done it all, right? So the secret, I guess the answer is not no. Yes, there's a number for it, but it's easier if you come in before and you set up a home, which we're doing right
now.
Yeah,
control.
We're doing right now as we speak. I'm working with a buyer on a lot in Vienna. They came in and they want to do some structural changes, and we're incorporating that on the permit. It's more efficient use of money, time, and energy to come in before, set up the home the way you want, pick your selections, and you know there's a number that goes
in there. Like,
so
yeah,
that's the big thing here is that you know, finding the lots, you know, as a buyer, having that knowledge before it hits the market is huge, because you can come in and there's some tweaks we can make as we're developing the home that we're going to build. So
right.
That's kind of the cool thing.
All those, the early warning of right. Where these things are, you find them on their site, you'll find them on our preview site. You can see the new home resales, new homes and resales, all in one place. What's coming? How many times do you guys get calls? Hey, okay. What do you guys got in the pipeline? What do you got in the pipeline? What do you got in the pipeline?
Yep. Right.
Julie's setting up the pipeline.
Yeah.
All right? All right, awesome. What else we got? Anything else?
I think we are.
We have any phone calls we need?
No more phone calls. No phone calls.
That was short.
I know.
Let's rattle some more things off, man. I think you got me out here now. Crushed it.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course.
Cheers.
Nice to meet you guys. And
all right,
talk
cheers.
About some real estate.
See you next time.
We're coming. Here, I'll take yours.
You can, you can finish mine for you. Don't help, y'all. Thank you.